Hey Spotify, this is Janet Odani. You're listening to my latest album, and this track is called Missing You. Check out my music and don't forget to follow me to hear my music right when it drops. Stay cool and stay blessed.
Hey there, everyone. Jacqueline Jax for the Daily Jax on AVA Live Radio. We have been doing episodes of the most important music moments of the decade. I'm on episode number 7, but we have 6 more for you to listen to if you want to check out what's happened before this year. Right now, I'm kind of going through 2019, so I'm in my home stretch, but there has been so much music great moments in this year that I have no idea how long this is going to go, but stick with me because I think you'll find this really interesting. And I've got some new music coming up as well. So who owns Taylor Swift? I mean, how can we not talk about July 2019, right? To now, actually, still in the news. I was talking about it last week on the Daily Jax. She does, no matter what any legal document or contracts say, but Swift alleges that she was not consulted about the sale of her master recordings to Scooter Braun. Then, in a months later reprise, she accuses Braun and also her former label, Scott Bruschetta, of shackling her to unfair terms. While Braun and Bruschetta contest both sets of claims, the actual facts of the situation may not matter, as Swift is using every tool she's got, including pleading directly to her fan base for help, to establish herself as a self-made artist who calls her own shots. If there's any kind of ideal strategy to ride into the new decade, it's that. And I would watch out for Taylor Swift fans because they are serious. And I have to say, you don't want to mess with them. They can be mean. 2019, Billie Eilish, American singer-songwriter, best known for her successful debut single of Ocean Eyes, has just taken over the scene, but also the fashion scene. It seems she's influencing people in the masses. Born and raised in Los Angeles, California, and of a family of musicians that homeschooled their kids, they came out with a really unusual album, but most of all, one that spoke to their generation. And as a result, they rose from the niches and ended up on all the major shows and has been, can I just say, everywhere? I mean, like, I literally can't pick up YouTube and start watching anything without seeing this girl. She's like on every single channel and everybody's talking about her. So it's been quite a year for her. PR-wise, I can't imagine anyone working any harder except for maybe Taylor Swift or Beyonce. So coming out of the gate, this girl has certainly shown she has chops, and that's 2019 for you. I can't wait to see what goes on in this next year. And how can we not talk about Tina Turner in 2019? I mean, the woman has been around so long. She turned 80 this year, but you know what's so exciting? She's headed to Broadway. Yeah, 80 does not look like anything on Tina Turner. She's still rocking it out and looking amazing as she turns her journey to Broadway. That's going to be amazing. I can't wait to see the Tina of 2020, and I'll bet she can't either. Can you imagine her history and the stories she must have at this age? It's incredible. I, for one, can't wait to see great things for her. Also happening in 2019, in case you didn't get the memo, rock made a big comeback. That's so true. I mean, we not only saw biographies popping up, we saw concerts, we saw people that we had not seen since like the 80s and 90s pop up and really do reunion tours. They just brought it all back, and these guys are amazing still. You know, just putting on those songs as many times as they've played them over the decades, you'd think that they would be so bored. But here they are, just performing them for us and coming out with new ones. I also see a lot of Christmas songs coming out of these rock bands, which is really exciting because who doesn't love a great new Christmas song? I've actually been launching a lot of them here at AVA Live Radio, like brand new ones that are really cool. But as far as 2019 and what I'm seeing and what I've experienced, it's been really exciting seeing these songs pop up again and these rockers come back. We really needed it and it was missed. And I think it's forged a way for a lot of rock bands to just take some energy from these people and say, you know what? If you can crowdfund, so can I. If you can make it back, I can too. And that's really exciting, especially since their influences are still rocking the stage in 2019. Also happening in 2019, Selena Gomez makes a rise with her single called Lose You to Love Me, and she also makes a big comeback in our music news as we see her performing, and that's been really exciting to see. Don't forget Lana Del Rey. Her album did really, really well in 2019, and people really just embraced her. She kind of made the map, right, and took music in another direction that we were ready for. We were really ready for it. She brought the sexy back to music, and I think that's pretty cool. Other people making big comebacks were Mandy Moore after a decade hiatus from music with a new single proving that she has lived some life for sure, especially since that 1999 release of Candy. She has clearly found a new road. Also, people returning back to the music scene like Alanis Morissette, about to release a new album and a tour, as well as Celine Dion re-emerged with some new music, and Avril Lavigne came out again this year. That was all very exciting stuff. There's so much more. I mean, I literally could go on forever, but this is episode 7 of Most Important Music Moments of the Decade, and I have some new music to play for you guys. So have a wonderful rest of your afternoon. Listen up to this great new music, and don't forget to go back and check out the other episodes if you like this series. I would love to hear from you guys, so come and say hi on any of the social media pages at AVA Live Radio. Say you heard my episode, and I will follow you back. Bye, you guys. This is Jacqueline Jacks for the Daily Jacks. It's that time of year, and I'm already dreaming of Christmas, especially when I get to listen to this charming song by David Vaders. It's called Christmas Eve Forever, and don't we just need a new holiday song? It's now available on Spotify.
I got one wish for Christmas, and baby, that's all I want. Had some time to think about the one thing I ain't got.